bite.
We really need to think about something. How are we going to remember all of these keystrokes that we've been working through? There are also plenty more of them to come, so we need an easy way to refer to them, don't we? Fortunately, help is on the way. To get a definitive list of keystrokes, you can press the LISI help key, that is the LISI key followed by H. If you are in an environment where there are specific LISI keystrokes that you can use for the application that you're working in, the help which is provided relates to it. So we've recently been working in Microsoft Word. If I press the LISI key, then H right now, I'll receive keystrokes that I'm likely to use in the program Microsoft Word.
LISI. LISI keystrokes for composing and editing text dialog. List 1, list view, LISI word menu, LISI key, then control plus shift plus W, 1 of 16.
These include the keystroke to bring into view a list of recent documents that we've discussed, to change capitalization, to gain a word count, and more. As well as giving the individual keystroke, pressing enter on any item will carry it out for you, so you don't need to remember it. If we decide that we do not wish to view keystrokes relating to the application, we can press Escape.
Escape. LISI keystrokes by category dialog. List 1, list view, general, 1 of 34.
Focus is now in the list of primary keystroke categories. These are very short category descriptions, so you can use first letter navigation to get to where you need to be.
Composing and editing text. Selection. Texts and notes. Clips. Cuts and sticky notes. Alerts. Points. Connect.
Let us assume we would like to copy some text to LISI Clip 5, but we cannot remember the keystroke to do it. First, we'll find the LISI Clip category in the help system and press Enter to move into it. The category name is Clips, so I'll press letter C to reach it.
C, composing and editing text. C, Clips.
I'll press Enter.
Keystrokes for LISI Clips dialog. List 1, list view, copy LISI Clip 1, LISI key, then F1, 1 of 49.
We find the keystroke to copy text to LISI Clip 5.
Copy LISI Clip, copy LISI Clip 5, LISI key, then F5.
I just pressed the down arrow key to reach it. Try to remember the keystroke so you can do it more easily next time. It told me that to copy text to LISI Clip 5, I need to press the LISI key, then F5. For now, however, we'll press Enter on the item, and you'll hear that the LISI clip has been copied.
LISI clip 5 copied.
If we go back to the help system with the LISI key, then H, you will see that we immediately return to the LISI clips category, because that was the last area that we accessed.
LISI. Keystrokes for LISI clips dialog. List 1, list view, copy LISI clip 5, LISI key, then F5, 5 of 49.
Not only that, but we're on LISI Clip 5, because that was the last item used. So if you wanted to copy text now to another LISI clip, you could do it quite easily. For example, if you wanted to copy your next text segment to LISI Clip 6, all you need do is press down arrow once, then enter.
Copy LISI Clip 6, LISI key, then F6. LISI Clip 6 copied.
But we want to return to the list of categories, so we'll go back into the help system.
LISI. Keystrokes for LISI clips dialog. List 1, list view. Copy LISI clip 6. LISI key, then F6. 6 of 49.
And press Escape.
Escape. LISI keystrokes by category dialog. List 1, list view. Clips. 5 of 34.
We've not returned to the top of the category list. The LISI clips category was the last one that we accessed, so that's where our focus is. The help system in LISI is designed to remind you of keystrokes, allow you to carry out actions without remembering what the keystrokes are, and make it easy for you to find things. If we browse the main category list, you'll find some useful items at the end of it. These include a link to read the full LISI documentation, get remote support if you're having a problem, listen to these LISI bytes through our special interface for doing so. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Visit our company's training area, and most important of all, check for updates, a subject we'll return to later. Now finally for today, over time, you may want to hear or read these Leesy Bytes again, perhaps to refresh your memory of a topic that we've been covering. When we release a new Leesy update containing a feature which needs explaining, we'll do it in a Leesy Byte. We have a special interface for handling Leesy Bytes, so we'll look at it now. When JAWS is started each time, there is a way by which it can be set to announce the last Leesy Byte available. This is a discrete message and is disabled by default. Many Leesy features are set this way so that you decide whether you wish to enable them or not. This feature is toggled on and off by pressing the Leesy key followed by Alt Windows B. However, as we've discovered, the Leesy Byte options can be found at the bottom of the main list of help categories.
And listen to or read Leesy Bytes.
If you press Enter on the option, you'll be asked whether you would like to read text transcripts or listen to the audio.
Enter Leesy Byte format selection dialog. List 1, list view, audio 1 of 2.
We'll choose to listen to audio, but if you did want the text, all you need to do is press down arrow to reach the option and press Enter.
Enter. List of Leesy Bytes in audio format dialog. List 1, list view 1. Introduction and emoji 1 of 7.
You now have a list of all the Leesy Bytes available. When we produce a new one, you do not need a Leesy update for this to be reflected in the list. It's updated in real time, so as soon as there's a new Leesy Byte, you'll see it right here in the list. Arrow down to the Leesy Byte that you want and press Enter. If the Leesy Byte is already on your computer, in other words, if you've previously downloaded it, she'll begin playing it in your default media player. If it isn't, Leesy will download it. I'll press Enter on this Leesy Byte item to download it. Of course, the Leesy Byte audio content will take a little time to download, but you'll note that it is complete because a dialog box will appear advising you that it's been downloaded and asking you if you'd like to listen to it.
Enter. Downloading 1. Introduction and emoji. Leesy Byte download dialog. The Leesy Byte has been downloaded. Would you like to play this now? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
Press the letter Y for yes. If you press letter N, you can always play it at a more convenient time by retrieving it from the Leesy Byte's menu item. Leesy wants you to grow in confidence, and as we've heard in this Leesy Byte, she's giving us a helping hand.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/leeseybytes.